The World This Week. Business.
The German government offered to bail out Lufthansa with an equity injection of 6 billion euros, that's $6.6 billion, and loans worth 3 billion euros. The government, which would own a fifth of the airline, will nominate two people to sit on the company's board. The board, however, initially refused to back the deal after the EU required Lufthansa to give up slots at Frankfurt and Munich airports. Ryanair, Europe's biggest discount carrier, said it would appeal against the bailout. It is also protesting against the rescue of Air France KLM, arguing that it would strengthen Lufthansa's monopoly-like grip on the German air travel market. In France, the government said it would supply 8 billion euros, that's $8.8 billion, in aid to the country's car makers. Emmanuel Macron, the French president, hopes the money will transform the industry, providing incentives to produce electric and hybrid vehicles and increasing subsidies to motorists who buy greener cars. Some said the deal was merely old-fashioned dirigisme. The government is also finalising a separate 5 billion euro loan for Renault. Aston Martin shook up its management team and said Andy Palmer had agreed to step down as chief executive. The British maker of sports cars had a disappointing IPO in 2018. Its share price has fallen by 90% since then. The changes in leadership were driven by Lawrence Stroll, a businessman and part owner of a Formula One racing team, who put together a consortium to rescue Aston Martin earlier this year, becoming its chairman. The new CEO will be Tobias Merz, who is currently in charge of Mercedes AMG. He starts his new job in August. The pandemic claimed another high-profile business failure when Hertz filed for bankruptcy protection in America. The car hire company, which also owns the Dollar and Thrifty brands, saw its sales collapse when business travel and tourism came to a virtual halt. With a debt burden of at least $17 billion, Hertz had been struggling before the outbreak. Uber decided to cut a quarter of its staff in India as part of the restructuring of its business that it recently announced. It is also closing its office in Singapore as it considers a broader retrenchment of its ride-hailing services in Asia.